So now it's time for what we can't get out of our heads this week. Gabs, what was it for you?
The Rebel Wilson defamation trial is just the most fascinating trial I have followed in a long time. Obviously, I won't get into the legal issues, but I encourage you to read about the bath incident, which seems to have started the entire issue. It's just every day is some new, very juicy piece of gossip. There's no better way to describe it that takes my mind off the impending doom surrounding us.
That's what we need. Well, for me this week, it was something, I think it's a little bit doom related, but there was a beautiful piece of writing about it. So for me, it was this incredible investigation that we did here at Guardian Australia, led by Chris Norse, into the death of Bikram Lama, who was a Nepalese student who'd come to Australia and died a really tragic death at a Sydney train station. His body was left there for 6 days and nobody noticed. It was just a kind of a really harrowing story, beautifully told. But the piece then that really stayed with me after I read that story was a piece of writing that Bridget Delaney, our columnist, wrote about it, about the sort of breakdown in society when we stop seeing and acknowledging each other, and just how that act of seeing each other in public places, acknowledging people as people, is such a fundamental part of what it means to be a true society built on social relationships. And I just thought that was such a, yeah, a beautiful kind of humane take on it. It really stuck with me.
Yeah, me too. It was great.
Adam, what was the story for you this week?
So we're recording Thursday morning to break the fourth wall, and we heard this morning about the death of the broadcaster James Valentine. But I have really strong memories from my youth, as he was the saxophone player in The Models and Absent Friends and other bands that I would watch on Countdown. And then he was the host of the afternoon show on the ABC when I was sort of a preteen, an early teen, and later another show that I really liked called short-lived called TV. If I could just pick one moment that I remember distinctly, him saying in the early 90s, looking down the barrel and saying, declaring that The Simpsons was the best show on television in the very early days of The Simpsons. And I was like, you know what you're talking about.
He gets it.
Damn straight. You're here with us, you know, us kids on the streets of Hobart.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, I thought he was great. I was very sorry to hear that.
That radio show on ABC Sydney in the last, oh God, few years, few decades, he really just sort of made it feel like a neighbourhood, which I think is what good radio hosts do. You just sort of feel like you're part of something every time you tune in.
Absolutely. I think there are many tears in the streets of Sydney this morning. He had a real impact on people who listen to his show.
Yeah. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And we do really want to hear from our listeners. If there is a topic you think we should cover or a question you want answered, you can reach us at australia.fullstory@theguardian.com. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you, Gabs.
Thanks, Joe.